You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
Delhi logged in more than 5,000 new cases on 28th October, the biggest spike ever in the city since the pandemic began. After a dip in cases in the months of June, July, Delhi flared up again since September and had been recording over 4,000 cases regularly for the past consecutive days, taking the total caseload to over 3.7 lakhs. As of 28th October, the death toll increased to 6,356, with 44 new deaths being reported in 24 hours. The daily positivity rate has also shot up to an all-time high from 5 to 6% in the past month to over 8% consistently over the last few days. While Delhi Health Minister Satyendra Jain partly attributed this rise in case positivity rate to contact tracing, saying that the state government has changed its strategy and is aggressively testing family members and contacts of positive patients, the Union Health Ministry expressed concerns over the spike in cases in Delhi and a few other states like Kerala, West Bengal, Maharashtra and Karnataka owing to the festival season. So are we seeing a third wave in Delhi? Why have the cases shot up again? With the air quality rapidly deteriorating in the winter, will the coming months be challenging? For this podcast, we spoke to Mr. Shahid Jameel, a virologist, and Dr. Sumit Ray, a critical care specialist who's been treating COVID-positive patients. You're tuned in to The Big Story, the podcast where we dissect the headline-making news for you. And I'm your host, Shalpuri. The case graph for Delhi shows three distinct peaks so far. On 23rd June, the first high spike of 3,974 cases in total was reported. And then after a fairly noticeable dip, another upward trend leading to another biggest spike of 4,473 cases on 16 September. And then a minor dip till about the first week of October, followed by an alarming spike. About more than 3,000 cases for 10 consecutive days and crossing the 4,000th mark as well for a number of days until shooting above the dreaded 5,000th mark. Now, the festive season has largely been muted, but it could still affect the infection numbers. And according to the Union Health Ministry, Delhi is among the top 5 states and union territories reporting the highest number of cases. In a press conference on 27th October, Rajesh Bhushan, the Union Health Secretary, said that beyond cumulative figures, the new cases and positivity rate have to be seen in tandem with each other, and that was the troubling data about Delhi. Listen in.
You see, at the end of the day, we should not only look at cumulative figures and cumulative positivity rates and cumulative death, we should also be looking at how these numbers are changing over last 24 hours, 48 hours and 72 hours, because that gives us an indication of any fine tuning that is required in the strategy to tackle the pandemic. So ye paripekshe hai. This is the context in which we look at these numbers. The idea is not to praise or to run down a state government or a union territory government. Having said that, let me also tell you that in case of Delhi, for 3 successive days, the new case numbers were 4,000 plus, as all of you know. Then the numbers have come down. It's not as if they have climbed up, you know, continuously. So last 24 hours, only 2,800 cases have been reported. However, what is worrying for us is that the cumulative positivity that Delhi is reporting is 8.06%. If we look at the weekly positivity that Delhi is reporting, that is 7%. So therefore, these two things have to be seen in tandem. In do tathiyon ko ek saath dekha jana chahiye. Kitne naye case aa rahe hain aur positivity ki dar kya hai. Aur jab aap dono cheezon ko ek saath dekhte hain, tab aap is tarah ke prashn kar sakte hain ki Delhi mein kul kitne test ho rahe hain. उन टेस्ट्स में आरटीपीसीआर टेस्ट्स का अनुपात क्या है, उन टेस्ट्स में रैपिड एंटीजन टेस्ट्स का अनुपात क्या है, जो लोग रैपिड एंटीजन टेस्ट में सिम्टोमेटिक नेगेटिव हैं, क्या वो 100% आरटीपीसीआर टेस्ट से कवर किए जा रहे हैं कि उसमें कुछ लोग छूट जा रहे हैं, यदि छूट जा रहे हैं तो क्या वो लोग संक्रमण फैलाने की स्थिति में हैं।
Adding to what Mr. Bhushan said, Niti Aayog member Dr. V.K. Paul also noted that almost 50% of all cases in Delhi were coming from containment zones, indicating that there were right measures in place in the containment zones.
ये भी पक्की बात है कि पिछले दिनों में जो कंटेनमेंट जोन्स बनी उसमें कंटेनमेंट के एफर्ट दिखाई दे रहे थे क्योंकि ज़्यादा केसेस 50% के करीब वहाँ से आने शुरू हो गए थे. ये भी मालूम है कि टेस्टिंग अच्छी चली हुई थी, बढ़ भी रही थी, लेकिन उसमें थोड़ी सी अब उसमें कमी आई है. सो वी आर डीलिंग विद थिंग्स विच आर यू नो समवट गुड समवट at times some laxity is there and this applies to every state wherever things happen in the other direction that is the reason. So inhi mein se hi hame apne reasons ko khojna hoga ki apne behavior hamare kaise chale hue hain, ikatth mein kaise chale hue hain, utsavon mein hum kaise kar rahe hain.
But why are we seeing a stark rise in cases? Well, one thing to note is that the rising cases does coincide with an increase in the number of RT-PCR tests. This, as you know, is the most reliable COVID test. And QuintFit, the Quint's health vertical, has reported that over 15,200 RT-PCR tests were conducted over the last 7 days in Delhi. That's up from 13,900 the week before and 10,471 the week before that. You can also check out the QuintFit analysis of Delhi's coronavirus numbers in the show notes. Please do also visit the Fit website to check out the stories on mental health, women's reproductive health and much more. But going back to Delhi's testing strategy, if you remember, the Delhi High Court had pulled up the Aam Aadmi Party government for its heavy reliance on RAT tests, which are cheaper, faster, however, also prone to showing false negatives. It is an ICMR-approved method, but those who test negative are also mandated to get an RT-PCR test done. And following a directive issued by Special Secretary Udit Prakash Rai last month to ensure that all symptomatic negative cases of rapid antigen tests are tested again using RT-PCR, the follow-up testing has also been increasing lately. 85% of the symptomatic patients who tested negative for COVID-19 in the RAT test have been retested by the health authorities this month through RT-PCR. That's what PTI reported, citing official data. Compare this to September, where merely 10 to 15% of such cases were being followed up with an RT-PCR test. So the rise in cases also does coincide with more follow-up tests. And Dr. Jameel also talks about other possibilities behind the rise in cases.
Yeah, so I find two reasons for this. One reason is that as the festive season is coming,
yes,
it's already here actually, more and more people are moving out to meet others, to be in markets, and that means that population density is increasing in crowded places, and people are not really wearing masks the way they should be wearing. So many people will have masks, but they will not wear it properly, covering both mouth and nose. And that really means that there is no protection that masks will offer. The second reason could be that the temperatures are going down and the virus is known to survive better in cold and dry climates. So it's possibly a combination of both of these, reducing temperatures as well as increasing movement and poor use of masks.
Dr. Ray says that the rising cases might also mean more hospitalization in the coming weeks.
Delhi probably is seeing the beginning of a third wave, but in terms of hospitalizations, we are seeing a steady plateau. A high plateau for the last 1 month or so. And even in the ICU, we are seeing a high plateau since the middle of September. This new surge in numbers probably will get expressed in hospitalizations and ICU admissions in the following couple of weeks, because the increase in numbers tend to worsen, the patients worsen after a week or two after the actual infection begins.
But the deteriorating air quality may make the situation tougher yet in Delhi. If the low emissions from the first 3 weeks of the lockdown normalize the air quality in the capital to an extent, the reopening of the economy means being out of the frying pan and into the fire. And despite the hazardous air quality, all discussions between Punjab, Delhi and the centre has so far boiled down to a blame game. But after being repeatedly hauled up by the Supreme Court and civil society, The Union Environment Ministry has finally issued a new ordinance to form the Commission for Air Quality Management in the National Capital Region and adjoining areas. This will replace the 22-year-old Supreme Court-mandated Environment Pollution Control Authority, or the EPC as we know. And this commission will also have the power to issue directions to various statutory authorities. But until all that comes to force, Delhi might have a challenging few months ahead. Although there are no conclusive studies on whether pollution increases threats of COVID-19, simply put, air pollution damages various parts of the body by infiltrating the blood vessels, causing inflammation and suppressing immunity. And we've discussed this in a previous episode as well, that large-scale evidence does exist to support its contribution to heart diseases, stroke, diabetes, asthma, cancer, and other comorbidities, all of which are known to increase complications in COVID-19 patients. So with the pollution rising, will more cases or severe cases be expected? Listen in to what Dr. Jameel says.
Yes, it is expected to, because as the air quality gets worse, people who have chronic lung disease, asthma, or even worse situations like COPD, will find it more difficult, and they will be more vulnerable to all kinds of respiratory ailments, including COVID infections. Again, it's based on deteriorating air quality, and also as more and more people get exposed, more and more people will come down with severe infection in terms of numbers. So it's likely to be a combination of both bad air quality, which reduces our immune which compromises our immune system, and we are not able to control the virus as well. So yes, I do expect that the number of severe cases will increase. So it's best for us to be prepared, the healthcare system, hospitals to be prepared.
And adding to Dr. Jameel's points, Dr. Ray also says that this could potentially increase the cases of reinfection.
In the coming months, yes, it's expected, as I said, an increase in numbers, particularly around Diwali and beyond that, as the temperatures cool. The air pollution may also be a reason for a worsening number of respiratory cases, and that happens every winter, that because of the pollution, a lot of COPD bronchial asthma patients get acute exacerbations, worsening, and a possibility of secondary infections. That happens in for viral infections, other respiratory viral infections too, and the possibility cannot be kind of ignored that could happen even with COVID, that with worsening pollution, there could be more exacerbations of respiratory illnesses and respiratory infections.
If you like listening to this episode, please subscribe to the Big Story playlist for episodic updates. We'll have on Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the other popular podcast streaming platforms. For other podcasts, please log on to the Quinn website and check out the podcast section. For any feedback, shoot an email to podcasts@thequinn.com.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quinn's website and check out our other podcasts.